Good morning, everyone. It is March 15th, 7:33 a.m. We have a couple that are delayed that will be joining us shortly. For the record, my name is Hillary Olivas-Root, Board Administrator. I will now pass over the Forestry Program for Oregon Subcommittee to our facilitator of the day. Thank you.
Thanks, Hillary. This is Robin Harkless with Oregon Consensus. We'll do a quick roll call and then we'll get started. So I'm going to start with the board members. Ben.
Ben Doimling, board member.
Brenda.
Brenda McComb, board member.
And our ODF staff, Mike.
Mike Wilson, State Forest Division Chief.
Ryan.
Ryan Greco, Department of Forestry, Coos Bay.
John.
John DeKarzik, ODF Planning.
And Danny.
I'm Danny Rolander. I'm the Forest Climate Carbon and Health Specialist with John in the Planning Branch.
And Carolina.
Carolina Martins, I use she, her pronouns, and I'm with assisting Robin with Oregon Consensus.
Thank you. And so we've learned that one of our subcommittee board members, Joe Justice, won't be able to join us today. He had a conflict. And we believe Ryan Gordon will be joining us, but it's just a little late. So I'm going to go ahead and get started. We'll just do a quick review of the agenda. We have such limited time together. I'd like to launch. But hopefully you have had a chance to at least skim the materials for today. Just two items. One was the agenda and one was the latest draft of the FPFO that has now populated some opening ideas that you explored last time on the goals. So our focus for today will be on that goals section. Like to reserve just a little time to do quick updates on the work of the executive team. Any updates from that? There is actually a substantive update there. We can see about any other ODF updates relevant to this work. And then we should spend a little time talking about what for the April retreat agenda topic on the FPFO. So we'll have one more pass with this group. We'll have one more opportunity to get together, but just before that April retreat date. So if we can spend a little time this morning thinking about what will be kind of best use of that time at that point in time. So I'm going to turn it back over to Danny at this point to, and actually, let me just double check. Are there any other items that folks were hoping to touch base on today during this call? I sure hope not. We don't have a lot of time, but, let's jump into the goals section of the draft. And Danny, you've done some work on this on behalf of the group. So I'd love to give you an opportunity to just pull it up and give a little bit of backdrop of kind of what was the thinking as you organized this section. And then we'll dive into feedback.
Okay. Hopefully everyone can see at least what the current template looks like. It's a little bit of an evolution of the previous one, but not too much. We have started to work on fleshing out some of the goals based on previous conversation. And we still have, so here we have them in the table of contents. So healthy forests, climate leadership, so mitigation, adaptation type thing, resilient populations and communities. And I'll scroll down to go through each of those a little bit more. And then supporting livelihoods and economic opportunities. And then lastly, organizational excellence. So we can go through each of those a little bit. Nothing else has really changed throughout the rest of it. Though I don't know in the last iteration if we had put a little bit more of the purpose and the principles in there. I think they were in there.
I had a quick question on the principles. I don't know that I had seen those before. Those are obviously a work in progress. I'm just curious where those came from.
So those were drafted up by the department and worked on a little bit by the executive team. And I think Robin will talk a little bit more about that when we,
great.
You want to just touch on that now, Robin?
Yeah, actually, I'm going to ask Mike to give a little update because your group worked on these a bit and still in process.
Yeah, we did. I made some edits to these, and I don't have my copy up here to compare, but tried to really establish sort of what the, you know, how we, the things that we're trying to do, and then how we relate. And so trying to build in some things really about sort of the, especially, you know, relevant and understandable, and trying to really increase the transparency piece kind of blends in with some of that. And then ensuring that we have, you know, a lot of our different partners engaged in the principles, how we're working with them. And those were the main pieces there.
Okay. Thank you. It looks good.
Yeah, thanks for raising that question, Ben. This is Brenda. The principles look good, but based upon our very first discussion at our retreat last year, I thought there was some agreement that, you know, the forest comes first. That we are, I can't remember the exact wording now. I haven't had enough coffee. But this looks pretty human-centric. And there's no principle in there that maybe I'm just not reading it right, that talks about, you know, what can we do for the forest?
I think one thing that we've talked about a little bit in the past is what the different parts of that mission, vision, values, principle, purpose kind of stand for. And the principles are intended to kind of be like it mentions here, the organizational values. So it's supposed to like help guide staff and things like that. Mm-hmm. Whereas the values, which we're still working on, would be much more of those more holistic, forest-centric values of the board and the department together. So I don't know if that makes sense or if we need to change that up, but we can have that discussion for sure.
That makes sense, Danny. Thank you. But I think one principle should be that, you know, managers should make decisions and take actions that benefit the forest, or something along those lines. Ben, Robin, others, am I missing the boat here? I thought we talked about that at some point.
Ben,
I guess I'm. Yes, we have. I'm still trying to get my head around where these parts fit. And Danny, I appreciate that context. In some ways, these principles have a parallel to the organizational excellence goal that we have farther down. They seem to a large extent sort of dovetail there. I think calling the principles sort of what the, or, you know, I think that the principles from here seem very much more sort of government structural kind of things, as opposed to how we relate to the forest. Just talking out loud. Somebody else talk. I'm still thinking about this.
I would just say organizationally, I think you're on the right track, Ben. I met with the executive team last week, and they talked about this section, the principles, very much tied to the organizational excellence piece. So I think your analysis of that connection is spot on. I think they were really marrying those two things up. And one thing I would just also share from that conversation, and Mike and Ryan and others can verify this, but there was also a lot of conversation amongst the executive team about wanting to also put front and center in these principles the idea of the climate smart forestry pillars. So this piece is still very much in under development. And the hope is that with the executive team's eye on this, getting it to a good place and bringing it back to this subcommittee to kind of run through a feedback mechanism as well. So I think it's helpful, Brenda, at this point to provide some of that feedback that we can share with Mike, who's actually really taken the lead on this section with the executive team. And just to put a fine point on that, they did actually work on the organizational excellence goal, again, with the idea that they get it to a good place because it is pretty like ODF agency centric, to bring it back to the subcommittee at your next subcommittee meeting in April to, again, get some feedback and really look more closely at that section. So, Mike, just based on the feedback so far, is there anything else you'd want to offer to this group about how these will evolve?
Yeah, it really was on that organ tied to that organizational piece, and I think, you know, that needs to be there. But I do, you know, I do recall, as Brenda mentioned, from the October retreat, and that key component of, you know, forest first, and probably is worth us building that back in here. I wasn't really doing my, the input that I provided wasn't really geared towards that at this stage, but it was more organizational.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks, everybody. This helps me understand where this is coming from and where you're going. One other principle that maybe it doesn't need to be here, but I think it's at least worth considering, Mike, is the precautionary principle. You know, being sure that if you take actions, that you're not creating unintended consequences for the future.
Okay. All right. We'll note that one too. Okay. So we'll return to this section next at your next stop. But wanted to give you a chance to look at the rest of the goals that that you really have started to shape as a group. And the aim is to get these to a place that you feel good about taking to the full board and ET at the retreat in April. So Danny, walk us through this real quickly.
So you've seen the Healthy Forest one. That one hasn't changed since the previous iteration that I think you got. But mouse doesn't want to work this morning. As a quick reminder, there are definitions of what each of these different parts of them are. So, you know, there's a definition and what the strategies are, how metrics are, challenges, actions. One thing that's not included in those definitions are partnering agencies and constituents. So that's included for each of those. And we'll work to identify, you know, who we partner with for each of those goals. So Healthy Forests already kind of existed, and what we did, so John and I worked on this a bit, and we took the conversation from our last meeting and all of the themes that were expressed at that meeting and things with ET, and we wove those into like kind of buckets to narrow it down to about five. One of which is that organizational excellence one. So we had Healthy Forest and organizational excellence. So that left us with three to fit the rest of the stuff in. So that's kind of the process there of how we did that. So Healthy Forest kind of captures a variety of things, making sure that, you know, we're taking care of pest management and fuel buildup and things like that. And then like strategies there, you know, we do forest health and wildfire risk reduction treatments, working to do more resilience work, things like
that. Danny, and then,
And then in each of those strategies, because we're using the climate smart forestry lens that's kind of defined in the climate change and carbon plan, for those strategies, we'll identify which part of climate smart forestry, which is also defined further up in the document, as an adaptation strategy or a mitigation strategy or social strategy. So that's kind of where you see adaptation or social or mitigation in there.
Thanks, Danny. Quick reaction to this. First of all, I don't see a goal related to biodiversity conservation and environmental quality included here. And it seems like there is redundancy between resilient populations and communities and supporting livelihoods and economic opportunities. I'm wondering if those two can be combined and another one added that deals with biodiversity conservation and environmental quality.
So we bucketed that, the biodiversity and ecosystem conservation one, kind of under the climate leadership. So it's down here as one of the strategies.
I think those are very different. I would not do that.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, you can store carbon. You can sequester carbon, store carbon, and reduce greenhouse gas emissions and still have adverse effects on other aspects of the environment, including the conservation of certain species.
So, Brenda, what would your proposal be to put that as a headline, like one of the main goal themes?
Well, I would collapse the two goals that deal with social welfare into one, not to minimize it, because I think it's still important. It needs to be included there. But one goal that deals with supporting livelihoods and economic opportunities, and then replace the resilient populations communities with one that deals with promoting and enhancing environmental quality and conserving biodiversity.
I'm generally in agreement on that. I was going to make a similar comment, but I'm curious to hear from Danny and ET folks what you think about that and why you bucketed them the way you did.
Taking notes. So we did want to separate out populations and communities a little bit from the economic side, to kind of the resilient populations and communities was more geared towards the ecosystem services that forests provide. So that's water, clean air, access, accessibility, like we talked a lot about last time, versus the economic opportunities, which, you know, we can put dollars, it's easier to relate dollars and cents to that one than necessarily everything else that forests provide to population. So that's why those got broken out.
I understand the logic, Danny, but, you know, clean water, clean air, both support livelihoods. And, there are economic metrics that can support livelihoods, but there are non-economic metrics that can support livelihoods too. So I understand the logic, but it's really all around how do we support communities, especially rural communities that are reliant upon ecosystem services from forests.
Yeah, and John and I did go kind of around a lot of this. So it's like, how do we? There's some that are easier than others, and so it's all good feedback, and that's why we're here.
That's great, and I know you want to hear from the ET, Ben. So let's check in with Mike and with Ryan. I thought we saw Ryan. Are you here? Yeah, you are here. Okay.
I would agree. I think we can, of course, there's the lump or splitter thing, but behind that, I do think that is, that can be done. We've been talking about that support in one under one goal and have the have the strategies and the metrics, you know, really all in there for those things. When I also want to agree on that climate leadership. Again, things are tied together. Everything's tied together, but kind of separating those things out and realizing that, yeah, you can do a bang up job of sequestering and storing carbon and still not get the biodiversity angle right. And so they're not the same. And so I do agree that that should probably be called out separately. And what I'm curious about, though, are the thoughts on, sorry, when we talk about healthy forests, is that something really that should be, you know, here we talk, we're talking about sequestering and storing carbon up here again in healthy forests. And is that really where we should be tackling the biodiversity angle? Because if we think about a healthy forest ecosystem, well, if it's not diverse, then it would be, I'd be hard pressed to call it healthy overall. But anyway, that might be a place also to put that. I don't know how folks feel about that.
And what about you, Ryan?
Yeah, good morning. Apologies, I was late. And Hillary asked me to announce my name and title. So Ryan Gordon, Planning Branch Director with the department. and just listening to the conversation, I think I'm in a similar place as Mike in the sense that I think that we could split these in different ways. What's most important, I think, is coming back to climate smart forestry. And I think that's, you know, where we are trying to anchor these things and show that clear linkage to some of those key principles within climate smart forestry. And so if that's the lens that we want to use, you know, I think it is valuable to try to parse them in that way so that they kind of speak clearly and make those connections. On the other hand, this is also a document to, you know, communicate our values and the way in which we order things and lump or split them provides an indication of what we, you know, value most. And so I guess what I'm trying to say is that I think that we have space to kind of put all of these things in here. It's really a question of how we want to express them. I suppose, you know, for me, I would come back to the climate smart forestry lens and think about using some of those key principles to help organize our document so that we can show that clear connection, particularly with the CCCP. So I don't know if that's helpful.
So Ryan, as you and your team see it, as it's organized right now, was that the aim, that this was organized to try to reflect those pillars of the climate smart forestry lens?
Well, that's been one of our goals from the beginning, is to really use, and I'll look to Danny and John to correct me if I'm wrong, but you know, we really from the beginning said we wanted to try to anchor this into climate smart forestry and use mm-hmm. that as a lens for the strategic plan. And so I think that's what's represented here.
I'd say that's totally accurate. And to Mike's point earlier, it is all interrelated to a large degree. And so it's really not an effort to put anything lower, but to ensure that it's that top line banner that everything is represented, but functionally represented to the point that it reflects that climate smart lens.
Okay.
Yeah, I really like, I appreciate the thoughts on this. To me, it seems like, you know, we could maybe rebucket these slightly as, you know, healthy forests are in the adaptation part of climate smart forestry, and that would include biodiversity and Brenda shaking her head. I'm going to finish my sentence and then I'll let Brenda follow up here. And the climate part would be more about mitigation, which would be carbon storage. The social parts, I think I would tend to agree that the populations and access should probably be bucketed together with the economy. And I agree, I understand that there's a difference between ecosystem services that are harder to quantify and economic services that are easier to quantify. But I feel like putting those in separate buckets, we have done that for decades, and that continues to sort of drive a wedge between those two things that kind of different things that come out of a forest. And I don't know that that's constructive. And I think sort of saying out loud that we get economic benefits and ecosystem benefits from a forest in one breath, that they go hand in hand, I think would be useful to try to try to bring those together a little bit.
So I'm just going to quickly put on the table what I think a current proposal is for just slightly reorganizing this and see how it lands. And Brenda and Ben, I think really helpful for you to give some feedback on this in the moment. But it sounded like there's some general agreement to try to combine the last two, not the organizational development one, but the other two. So looking at climate leadership and resilient populations and communities and supporting livelihoods and economic opportunities, it sounded like there's a desire to maybe combine those in some way. And then Brenda, what proposal would you make to try to pull forward the biodiversity piece?
I would call it out as a separate goal. Environmental quality, enhancing environmental quality and conserving biodiversity as a separate goal. Ben, I understand what you're proposing with healthy forests, but healthy is a anthropomorphic term. It is not an ecosystem term. And, I'll shut up about that because I've talked about that before.
Fair enough.
But a healthy forest requires burned forests. It requires dead trees. It requires sick trees. It requires all sorts of things that people don't agree are healthy if we're going to try to conserve biodiversity. And actions taken to simplify forest structures, which is important from a risk standpoint, do have impacts on water quality, do have impacts on forest structure as habitat for other species. So I think to not call it out separately is making an assumption that these other buckets are going to cover conservation of biodiversity, and I don't think that's a fair assumption.
Yeah,
I'll shut up. I'm sorry. I tend to get exercised about this.
No, I'll chime in. I agree with that, and I think we could easily reframe and retitle that healthy forests goal to really address that, because otherwise I think you're right. We end up in this conundrum where one person's notion of health excludes a lot of these naturally occurring processes at an endemic level that are important to really have that balance. And that is missing here. I'll agree. And I don't know if we focus in on that and describing that, then maybe it's pieces that don't fit with that fit more towards the climate piece we pull out and put in there as appropriate, but focusing in on that because, biodiversity is, it seems like we really do need to hit that because it is such a big problem.
Yeah, thanks, Mike. I appreciate that, especially given the growing number of species that you all are going to, and all forest managers are going to have to work around to not call that out separately, I think would be a big mistake.
All right.
I'm making a list of changes.
Well, let's hear what
the
proposal is. I'd like to get that sorted. So what are you hearing and what do you think the reorg might look like, Danny?
So right now I've got... So we would have one that would combine communities and economics. We would have one that would be biodiversity and environmental processes. We would keep the climate leadership And, you know, the strategies are going to reorder and resort throughout all of this. Keep climate leadership. We have the organizational excellence that we would keep. And then the healthy forests, I think we retitle. Because the goal of that one is...
So, Danny, I think you could combine the ecosystem function one with this one.
With climate leadership or with the healthy forest?
With the healthy forest, if you change the title and kind of set the context a little bit different, that you want forests which are providing the full suite of ecological processes and conditions that would conserve biodiversity and maintain water quality and those sorts of things, while at the same time conserving carbon and meeting other ecosystem services.
So that would give us four, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Which is good. It's a shorter number. Smaller number.
And does that still hit the anchoring into climate smart forestry and kind of really those pillars? It sounds like it does.
I think so. And also, like I was mentioning earlier, each of those strategies really gets identified, because within each of those goals, different strategies will be adaptation or mitigation. And some of them will be social, even though they may be in the biodiversity side. So there's more refinement as we go finer. But I think it does help hit that climate smart forestry kind of definition that we've been using.
Okay. Ben, how does that organizing sit with you?
I like that. I like it a lot.
Okay. And then Mike and Ryan and others. How about Ryan Greco? There you are.
Yep. I'm here. Not having, you know, that context of, you know, the board retreat or other conversations other than last month's meeting, you know, limited view into this, but it, you know, that reorg does sound good.
All right. So let's proceed. So Danny and co will make those changes. It does seem like that might also require you to do a little bit of reorganizing of the sub pieces as well.
Easy enough to do, for
okay.
Sure.
Okay. And, you know, we have 20 minutes or so. Do we want to, what's the will of the group? Do you want to dive into some of the sub content within these goals and get some feedback going there? Do you think it's actually better to wait until Danny does the reorganizing of those goals? In which case we could actually turn and just take a quick sweep through the organizational excellence one that is under development.
So I just like to say, Danny, thanks for pulling this together. Even though we reorganized things on you here today, thanks for doing this. This is a really great start. And if I can help with anything in the future, just let me know.
Okay.
I'd propose that we let Danny come back with a new draft that reflects these changes and deal with, take a look at those later.
That sounds good to me.
Great. All right. So let's just go down to the organizational excellence item.
And I don't have that one in here yet.
Oh, okay.
That was discussed at ET.
Yes.
And I didn't get that information by the time okay. This got sent out. So
okay.
So I'm gonna stop sharing and you can just talk about it or share it if you
great. Ryan.
Yeah, I know I missed some of the conversation up front when I joined you. Y'all were talking about principles and the connection to the organization. excuse me. Trying to keep my voice going here this morning. I know I missed some of that conversation, but wanted to underscore the importance of having the organizational goal and some of those organizational related principles within this document. When we look at making it a strategic plan for the agency in its totality, we are, I think, as we identified up front of this process, you know, anchored into kind of that forest first perspective. I certainly recall that conversation. But in particular, when we're looking at making connecting this document to our day-to-day work and to our staff and our workforce, it's really important for us to have those principles and those elements in there. And then more recently, if we layer on top of it, Governor Kotek's agency expectations and the need for us to hit some of those benchmarks and provide some of that I think what's going to be a preset format for the Department of Administrative Services, it's really important for us to have the organizational elements. And so this is a component that the executive team, I think, really did a great job of starting a conversation around and diving into at our last executive team meeting, and would really like to try to own and grow this section and then bring it here for review and feedback. Excuse me. So I don't know if that's helpful, but I wanted to provide that context, having come into the midst of that conversation up front. Thank you.
Well, I'll jump in. That is helpful. And I think these are worthy, really worthy things to pursue. And I do think really lie primarily in the department's lap and not so much the board. But having said that, I do have a couple thoughts on the sort of both the principles and the organizational excellence. And there's a term that I've used at times and hear other people use that I think may be applicable here is sort of the term good governance. And I think it's important to keep track of, is the work that we are doing, sort of the collective we here, helping to, is it simplifying the lives of Oregonians or is it making it more complicated? And it's in state government, it's really easy to add new processes and new things all the time. And, you know, I look at the PFA work that we've been wrestling with for so long, and that just added complexity to everybody, and with good reason. I mean, there was a really good interest behind all of that, but I don't know how much the folks in the room during those PFA discussions were really talking about how this would actually unfold versus all the good ideas they were trying to get onto paper. And I think having a goal, having a bullet point, at least somewhere in here, about is the work that we're doing going to unfold smoothly on the ground, I think is worth keeping in the forefront and keeping track of. And I think that fits into this conversation here.
So maybe something about the impact of what we're doing, how the work we're doing or the thing that we're proposing would impact people.
Yeah. Yeah. And is it, could it be simplified? Is it necessary? I mean, this is coming from someone who is generally a fan of the work that state government does. But I think it's worth keeping track of, did we get it right? And can we make it better? But yeah, impact would be a great way to frame that, I think.
I'm also curious, Ryan, and others who are paying attention to the, you know, the DAS requirements, is that an element of that expectation as well? I'm assuming it probably is. Good governance, yeah, piece.
I think we're still waiting on, you know, more detail around, there's a suite of expectations from the governor's office, and we're waiting for more detail around that. But certainly, yes, I would say the overall, at least my read, the overall intent, you know, is really about improving the quality of service that executive agencies are providing, and kind of the level or caliber at which they're operating. as well as the level of transparency into that work. And I think those would be core elements of a good organizational excellence goal. And I guess the other thing I'm hearing in there, Ben, is which is, you know, I think spot on, is the notion of some sort of metrics and, you know, feedback and an adaptive nature. And that certainly is at least, I think, implicit in those expectations from the governor and would be part of a good operational program.
Yeah, I think one of the places we really want to focus in on, and I think it's just all part and parcel of what you're talking about there, is making sure that we're integrated within the agency, okay? And all of our plans are, I mean, granted, we have different objectives for the different operational divisions, but making sure that we're integrated and we're not, you know, inadvertently interfering or causing problems there. But then at a broader level, having that integration with other state agencies, making sure that we're not getting in the way of those goals as well, so that we're really functioning as part of the state, which is, you know, how we should be. and being able to, I guess, from an organizational excellence piece, it really helps us realize those efficiencies. Then I know, Brenda, you've talked to it quite a bit in terms of how are we monitoring this whole thing? Do we have, can we set criteria that are common? Can we leverage each other's monitoring abilities? Can we be efficient in how we do that? Because I don't know anybody who's like got a lot of excess money around to do a lot of redundant data collection and reporting. And then that reporting piece is, how are we informing Oregonians about what we're doing, and what are, you know, how can we make this the simple, the digestible dashboards for the key things, so that people can have a very transparent view of how we're doing in making that progress. And then underlying that, of course, is a core organizational piece for us. And that's where we get into our organizational diversity, you know, really making sure that we have the capacity to bring forward all the ideas I can't believe I'm saying this, I leverage the human capital that we have to, you know, to just really make that happen.
Wow. What Mike said, that was great.
At least it's recorded, so we can go back and get it.
Yeah. Whoa.
Thanks, Mike. So I think this is all really good feedback for Ryan and Mike to take back to the ET. They will have, I think, one more session to be able to continue to work through that goal and also the principles. So I see some of these comments going into one or both of those sections of the document. And the hope is that they will then have something really a little more developed to bring back to this group at your next subcommittee meeting, which would be, I think it's April. It's in about a month. And it'll, okay, thank you. And it'll be prior to the board retreat. So we'll have one more stop with you all on that piece. I do want to just pivot to spend our last few minutes here talking about the April retreat. Currently, the kind of general sketch of what we'll be bringing and having some space to deliberate on is on the goals section. But I'm also, there's some loose ends that we need to tie up from work that you've done previously to just really put a bow on some of these items, like the vision, the joint vision and mission. To actually have the ET come forward and be able to express what the kind of purpose and principles sections of those, the kind of bigger umbrella pieces at the top, and then really use the time to dig into and evolve the content of the goals, which now we have, I think, four goal theme areas. And so really using that time and space to dig into some of those sub layers of those goals, but also just affirming that they're the right buckets from everyone else. So that's generally what the thinking is, but I want to just test that with you all and see if you think we could be, you know, advance this even further in April, or if it feels like that's even too much to try to advance in April. Just want to get some feedback on that.
How much time do we have on the agenda for the April meeting to work through this?
That's a good question. I think Hillary's popping on to, I don't think we have a full agenda, in stone agenda yet, but generally what's the time frame?
So we are anticipating a full day on Thursday, April 27th. And start time could be as early as 9. So I'd imagine you have at a minimum 6 hours to 7 hours. Ryan, correct me if I'm wrong.
on for FPFO work.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, so it's, we could start as early as 7:30, right, Hillary? Yeah, so it's a full, you know, it's a full retreat with no business meeting. So we'll be able to focus 100% on the strategic planning work. The board governance work that we're doing with Clark Seely will actually be kicked to the June meeting. So we've got that full day. And help me, Hillary, if I mischaracterize this, but I'm pretty certain that day one, so it's a 2-day retreat in Enterprise. Day one will be a field tour, and we're also setting up an opportunity for some good connection with the community following the field tour on day one. And then day two, we'll all be together, either in person or virtually, because I know some folks will need to join virtually in a workspace with the executive team spend all the time that we need to on the strategic planning work.
Well, then that's great. And then it seems like we should tee up everything that we've already talked about, you know, make sure that we can kind of get broad agreement, and maybe that takes the whole day, but maybe we in an hour or two knock that down and say, hey, everyone's in agreement or generally in agreement on those, the framework that we have so far. And then it would seem like it would be worth continuing on forward.
Yeah, I thanks, Ben, for that. I what's going through my mind is that we have a good start, and thanks to everyone that's contributed here for this good start, but there's still a lot of work left to do, and I'm not sure that proceeding forward to do all that remaining work with the full board and in a larger meeting is going to be that efficient. I think it's good to get feedback for us to then use for further development, but I'm not sure if we have enough there to take up a whole day, maybe a couple of hours. But then again, people like to take things apart and put them back together. So I don't know, maybe it is a full day.
Well, we could have this group identify some key areas where you do want to use the time to get feedback on this. So it wouldn't be necessarily like, you know, Ben suggesting at least get some broad agreement on the framework. So there's no kind of backtracking there, that you've got, you're kind of in a good place of the framework is good. We agree that these are the goal themes. We kind of agree with the organization of it. And then we could drop into some specific content for feedback to you all to take the next step. And so maybe what we do at the next stop with you all before that retreat, once Danny has a chance to reorg and put this back together, then we can identify like 2 or 3 content pieces that you really want to get some focused time and feedback on from the group. And we could do that in like small groups, and we could do, you know, there's lots of different ways we could approach that to make sure everybody's, you know, putting their thumbprints on this work. Cause that's another really important piece of this, is to grab ownership, collective ownership of this, and not have it feel like it's kind of over here on an island and not embraced and owned by everyone. So that's an important you know, important kind of procedural piece to all of this, I think, that we could really utilize in April.
The other thing I might just jump in to offer is just to, you know, remember the context of kind of our operating environment for this work. We've got, you know, April is the next best opportunity that we've got to have everybody together in one space until we meet again in October, if, you know, for that fall board retreat. There's two board meetings in between. Those are going to be much more focused on regular board business and other topics. And this is a really challenging space to, you know, to do this kind of work, working in the public meeting format. And so while not ideal, I definitely want to encourage us to take advantage of that time and space that we have together.
And I'll just throw out that one thing that is still hanging out there a bit are the values. So we still need work on the value side of things. So that's something else that can fill up probably a sizable chunk of that 6 hours.
And Danny, I remember recently you aggregated the values from last fall into a really useful matrix that I think would be a great starting point for that continuation of the values conversation, correct?
Yeah. So we have that, and we have a bit of a, we talked about it at the last meeting, a bit of a comparison with the Oregon Values and Belief Center work. Mm-hmm. So kind of bringing all of that stuff together, we can have that conversation as well.
Great.
All right. So we'll bring some maybe draft kind of agenda ideas back to you all before your next meeting and get some feedback, and then really put a fine point on what content questions you'll want to explore with the full board and ET at the retreat. So we'll have a chance to do that. Danny, in the meantime, will also will send out an updated version of the FPFO draft. I wanted to just see if there are any, in the last 5 minutes, any other updates from the department that might be relevant to the work of this group.
You know, Mike, I wonder if your work with state forests, developing the forest management plan, where many of these same issues come into that planning process. I mean, it seems like a nexus here that exists.
It is. I don't really have an update since what we've last shared. I mean, we are continuing to do work, and we have an eye towards this. I think it'll, you know, everything that we're doing will fall. I don't see any great risk of it falling outside
right. What
we're talking about here. But it is, you know, probably the easiest example of how all the things need to align, just given the breadth of everything. But we are, you know, we are continuing to work on the goals and strategies there as well. The management approach, of course, is out there. We shared that at the, February 7th meeting. And then the guidelines for asset management, adaptive management, and implementation, which really frames up the how we're going to do those things more than anything. So the goals and strategies, those are going to be a pretty big discussion, and we are, you know, having those discussions ahead of time with individual board members and looking for feedback on that as we put together what the draft will be on those. So not too much of an update there, but yes, clearly that nexus is there.
Thank you.
I'll just jump in real quick. I think Hillary was trying to get in as well. Tell me if I'm wrong, Hillary. Just as a follow-up, you know, to our last board meeting, maybe that was last week in Corvallis. I hope to speak somewhat coherently to our work with Oregon Kitchen Table. And The one thing I would highlight here is that they've begun some of their community connector conversations, because there's a good kind of nexus between some existing work that they're doing and their work with us. And we had a meeting with them, I think it was late last week, to brainstorm a bunch of organizations and other partners that they might consider trying to connect with. Moving forward, we'll meet with them again and start to have a conversation about some of the types of questions that they might ask and some of the things that we might ask them to explore. And when we do that, we'll want to bring kind of a larger group together. And I'd like to include at least one of the board members in that conversation. So don't have to take volunteers here right now, although I would, but wanted to put that on your radar.
I think we need to have Joe present in case he wants to volunteer. So I think we shouldn't make that decision about which board member today. But yeah, I think that's a good idea, Ryan.
We can put that on for the next agenda.
And to add to that note, I mean, would we want to even just limit it to the subcommittee? There are other board members that could provide some information as well to that conversation. Mm-hmm. Mine is more of a technical note. I just wanted to make sure that we have all the right people there for the retreat, because we are about a month out. So I want to make sure that we have all of the subcommittee members, of course, present, but also all of your panelists. So I'll make sure that we get Zoom links or coordination for everybody involved with these subcommittee meetings at the two retreats that are coming up this year, just so we can have that. We can all hear the same thing, so to speak, and access to the same information. And if there's anybody else I need to be added to that list, please email me so I can start getting those coordination pathways started. That was it.
Okay. All right, so we've got a little work to do to get ready for your next subcommittee meeting. So please be on the lookout for some of the materials, updated materials. And we'll get Joe up to speed before our next stop with this group. I'm assuming the agenda, like loosely, will have to be put out before we all get together, because it's just a week shy of the retreat. So we all meet, this group meets April 19th. The retreat is the 26th and 27th. So we'll probably just put a pretty like loose agenda together for this that can be distributed, but we can work out details on the 19th when we get together and have something really solid to bring to the group during the retreat. Okay. Any final comments, thoughts, questions for the good of the order? All right. Well, appreciate all of you, and really looking forward to the next step in this. And we're just going to keep nudging forward. And the only thing I would leave us with is just a question to consider of like, how do you really sort of make meaning of this work? That this is not a paper exercise, but it's really you all investing in what you really want to see this organization moving forward. So I appreciate the good thinking on this. And if there's any other supports I can offer you along the way that you're not currently getting, please reach out to me and my team, and we'll look forward to seeing you in a month. Have a good day.
Thanks, everyone.
Bye, all.